Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, guide and protect us and help us to have wisdom. We pray in Jesus' name and amen. Well, here we are. We see there is a lot going on around us, and we each can view the world with both worldly eyes and with spiritual eyes, and that helps us see what is going on a little deeper level. We can consider all those things in the world for points of goodness and points of evil. And it just helps us to recognize, again, what is going on and what we can do to protect our own little area. We do have an adversary, and the devil wants to kill us, to destroy us, and all and take what we have from us, including our relation with God. So when we allow that which is not of God into our life, we allow an opening into our life or our mind or something for the evil or the devil to operate in our little area. So we want to remember to be holy, and to not let anything that is not of God grow within our little area. So we each know how important it is to be seeking holiness. And of course, I think of all sorts of things when I read those passages. Right now, I'm thinking of Matthew 9:13 that tells us, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go therein." So there's lots of indicators in the Bible, and we get to see how the Bible applies to life, both life in the world, for the world as it goes, and how we relate to the world, and how our life goes. So we want to choose Jesus. Choose Jesus in every way that we can. And also choose heaven. And then live like you mean it. Isn't that important also? That is demonstrating our faith when we live like we mean it. I know so often we look around at the world around us, and, of course, we get concerned because in the world there is so much that is of concern. There is violence, there is war, and there are rumors of war all around us. And in the last few weeks, there have been quite a few people, politicians and news people, who have been warning us about the developing conflict that are going on in the world, and certainly the prospect of war between Russia and Ukraine. There's so many people who demonstrate or speak about their concerns, and then they do something about them, and they call on NATO, they call on other countries, they threaten Russia, and speak to the different allies in that area. So it's something that's going on, and prayer is always good, to pray for the peace of Jesus Christ to reach all of the people, including the leaders. And just think, if those leaders were to believe in Jesus, the whole world would be different. But we do have factors that are going on that most people see a little bit, and some people see a lot, and it causes concerns that are, of course, natural, because we think of things going on in the world, and the world influences all of us. One of the things I've been thinking about were the strategic interests of the different countries. And so what are we doing? We are guarding our interests, or our strategic interests, or guarding the NATO pact countries. This is all things that are a little gamesmanship between the politicians to try to get what they want. And these things, the politicians control so many parts of the country that it also has great influence in life, our life, as we see what's going on and see the thousands of troops that are going here and there, Russian troops on the Ukrainian border, U.S. troops into Poland and other countries, and we are headed for a part where there just might be those wars and rumors of war. It just might be that time when it is all coming about. One of the things we just don't seem to recognize, at least our politicians don't want to address it, is the strategic interests of different countries. And, of course, we can go back to 1963, when the Russians were in the process of putting Russian nuclear missiles into Cuba. And Cuba was 90 miles off the coast of the United States. And so everyone was really excited and worried about that happening. And the United States, under President Kennedy, came very, very close to having a great big war between the USA and Russia. It didn't happen, but it came very close. And, of course, we can understand why the United States would not want missiles or nuclear-tipped missiles 90 miles off of our coast in Cuba. Well, there's something going on that a lot of people just don't recognize, the vital interests that Russia has. So the things that are going on today is that the United States and NATO countries are trying to putting missiles into Ukraine. And it's notable that those missiles could have their conventional warheads be switched to nuclear warheads in about an hour. And somehow we just don't seem to recognize that this is a threat to Russia. Another part of this is how the missiles that are being put into Ukraine, again, I'll say they are threatening the vital interests of Russia. And we have to recognize how important that is to Russia, of course. Well, here's a for instance. The missiles that are being placed in Ukraine would allow a missile, whether it's conventional or nuclear, to reach Moscow in 5 minutes. And it would allow that same missile to reach Russia's strategic missile silos in 7 minutes. So that is a great concern, of course, to Russia. And I just bring it up because it's hardly mentioned. You have to look for that information, and we just don't recognize the great threat that it is to Russia. And so to me, it's just a part of our considerations for what's going on. We just want to force the things about the gas line and the money issues, and that might very well work. But there's a lot going on here that, anyway, most people just aren't considering. I know I consider about Ukraine having agriculture and industrial capacity that works alongside with or benefits Russia. And so there's things that are just going on, and we don't see how they are interacting to make this a very important issue. Well, really for all sides, but also for Russia. And I do think about Putin's character and how that will impact things also. Now, you may see Putin one way or another. I see that he has at least the possibility of being a bully. And I think that's in his character. And you can decide what you want about whatever his character is. But I think about the old days when there were schoolyard bullies, and they really did push kids around and beat them up. And they did all sorts of things. And so I think of that being in the characteristics of Putin. And so that is to be considered for what's going on. And if you think about bullies, well, the way I see it is they would rather have somebody else hurt than them. So they are willing to cause hurt to somebody else. And it's just a matter of our consideration. As I know that so many people are expecting a war. I mean, let's see, Jack Hibbs has talked about it. Amir Tsarfati has talked about it. And, of course, Biden has talked about it. All these people are just kind of on the edge thinking things are going to really become tough when there is an attack. And I'm not sure it makes a difference how long the Russian troops stay there. There is a certain effect on the Ukrainians when that happens. And so we just kind of get to examine this and what it means and see what we think and what we can do. And so my look on it, though, is how we in the United States are going to be affected. How are you going to be affected? How are our families going to be affected? Will our lifestyle be affected if there's a war? Oh, it surely could happen. It surely could. And one of the things I think about is, do you remember when Trump sent cruise missiles into Syria? It was a few years back. And then Putin was protecting Syria. And, you know, that caused a great big, problem. It was a matter of losing face for Putin. And, of course, just like a bully, he got very upset about that. And the experts at that time were talking about how the United States could or would be attacked by Putin. Do we know, really? Of course we don't. But the experts were talking about how various systems in the United States had been probed by their computer links to see what the weak spots were. And so they used our smart grid to examine all sorts of things that we normally use, from our gas and water supplies to Well, to everything, including the U.S. government and congressional connections and military connections, all of it was probed to find out the weak spots in our smart systems. And so those experts who considered how Putin could attack the United States' interests did look at how our normal systems could be interrupted, like natural gas and water supplies and our banking, just everything. And our country, by those attacks, did strengthen their cyber defenses, but it also showed that there was a danger to our systems of having a cyber attack. We can only guess if we strengthened our cyber systems enough, or if Russia or some other countries have looked at how to beat our defenses and reach the critical areas that would cripple our country. And of course, we don't know that. We don't know. But I do like to think of the things that have happened, and so often we're not even aware of them. Well, we sure were aware of the East Coast pipeline, Continental pipeline, that got shut down a couple of years ago, and that was done by a cyber attack. And things can happen. And what we have to remember, this is my point of view, is how quickly things can come about to really change our life. And so that means we need to be prepared for just the basic needs that we have, examine what they are, and then get those things so that we can live through a cyber attack, live through a time of no water and no gas in our house, or no banking, or whatever it is. It can be anything. And of course, the worst could be if we had no electricity, if our electrical grid was attacked. And there are different ways to attack it, and that's for sure. But we don't know the area that would be attacked. We just don't know it because there's too many ways. Even though we have so much defense, we still don't know the weak spots. So that makes me think about the book of Revelation and chapter 18. And if you remember, it is God remembering the iniquity of Babylon. Babylon. Yeah, there's so many people who will point to why the United States is Babylon. And at this moment, I'm not going to get into it, but I'm going to say if you want to look into that study, it is a good study, and there are people who have quick studies on it to demonstrate why the United States is Babylon, and that Babylon will be judged. Now, I know there's arguments. There's a lot of them. So I will just point out to you that this is a part of what we just might want to examine and then expect a quick attack. Okay, so back to Revelation chapter 18. When God remembers the iniquity of Babylon, therefore her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and then the smoke of her burning rises up, and the merchants stood at a distance for fear of her torment. For in one hour her judgment will come, as the merchants of the luxury items and the bodies and the souls of men will cause the judgment upon Babylon. Yes, for in one hour she is made desolate. With great violence, Babylon shall be thrown down. Now, that's a part of chapter 18 in Revelation. By all means, read it and see how you think it applies, because there's nothing like reading Scripture and asking God to help you to understand. Remember to ask God, because the prayer is the important part when you read Scripture. So, the point I was trying to make is that in 1 hour judgment will come, or in 1 day judgment will come. And the point is that judgment comes suddenly. Consequences for what we say and do comes suddenly. And we can only guess the consequences of what we're doing in the world. We, the United States, as a nation. And of course, each one of us has things that we do and will get consequences for. Sure, call it judgment if you want. But the thing is we're going to have things happen because of us and because of our enemies. And we don't know the hearts of our enemies. We don't know the heart of Putin. We don't know his thoughts. We don't know what his actions could be. But I do notice how so many people, political people and the media, are speaking so much about the war that is coming. And therefore, we can just wonder what to expect. What will Putin do? Will there be a cyber attack against the United States, against electricity or utilities or water supply or our infrastructure? There's no way to know this. But I do remember the experts at the time of the United States sending in those cruise missiles into Syria that they were examining what would or could happen because of our actions. And they talked about Russia's capacity to do this or that. And it's not that I don't know what could come, but I think about, again, that Revelation chapter 18, that things will happen suddenly and without warning. And that's something I really think we each of us need to consider, to think about. What would happen if we had a sudden shutdown of whatever it is? It doesn't even matter. There's so many intricacies of our system that depend one upon the other, and they would happen without warning. And certainly you can see that from a biblical direction. And yes, I will look at Revelation chapter 18 just to see that. Suddenly it happens, without warning, within 1 hour, within 1 day. Things happen. And so that is demonstrating the urgency that I hope we feel to do some preparedness for us. And when I say us, I do mean each person. I think about our families. I think about our neighbors. I think about our church. I think about charity. And so that is for each one of us to pray about and examine how we are going to deal with it. That's each one of us to choose our direction. But I do want to encourage you to consider suddenly. Consider without warning. Let's look back at 9/11. That was suddenly. That was without warning. And that changed a whole lot of things in our life. Some we saw right away, some took a few years, and some of them went into our banking institutions and our federal laws. It had far, far reaching effects. So I want you to remember suddenly, just like Revelation chapter 18 talks about. And by that, I don't mean that's where we are in Revelation chapter 18. Now, there are plenty of people who believe we are in the midst of one area or another of the book of Revelation. That's not my point today. But it is something to say people are expecting that we are in the midst of unexplained things, unknown things to us. Of course, God knows all of it, but we don't know. But read the Bible for yourself. Seek understanding from God. And of course, pray before and after you read the Bible. Pray as you consider the things. God reaches us through prayer. I think it opens a communication between God and us, and it speaks to our mind and speaks to the situation around us, and we get insight, we get understanding. And so pray for understanding for all of us, for each one of us. Yes, we all need it. We all need to know what God wants from us and to seek to live it faithfully. Yes, yes. So there's things which we can pretty much demonstrate by the word of God that there will be some things which happen suddenly. And we get to put into action how we believe it will happen. And I hope we use prayer to have that discernment. Ask God to help us to understand and to help us to have actions, so that we can determine what action we need to take to get prepared for what is coming our way. And I think there's a lot of things that are just plain and simple basic preparations. So let's look at what those would be for a surprise or difficult situation. We all have our understanding, and what we can do is to look at what our understanding would mean if it would develop, if the things developed along that same direction. What would we need to do? What would we need to acquire to help ease the difficulties along? And again, like I said, it's for each one of us personally, for our family, for our friends and neighbors, for our church, for our community, and as charity. So just consider all that. And so if you were thinking of food, it makes us think of more food than we would have thought of. And I've said it in the past, I believe in grains as the best and cheapest and a good long-term solution. And it takes a little examination for how to do what when you have grains, but that's the direction I have looked in, and I hope you look in. And of course, we can do all sorts of things with very, very nice specialty food. It just costs a lot. Yes, it's very good, but that's what we do. We examine our own situation, examine what we want and what we can do, and then we evaluate it and do something. Again, that's why I like the grains, for the long-term aspect of it. But we each have to look at what our situation is and what we expect and figure out how to do whatever it is that we believe is right. There's a lot of things to look at, a lot of things that could be difficulties or dangers or whatever it is you want to call it. And I always think of having water, food, and warmth, and community. So there's all sorts of aspects to that, and we get to understand how to apply it. I don't know how to apply it to you. All I know how to do is ask questions and see how, or let's say, what actions you would want to take. That's what I think of. And the way you do that is by examining it. Examining your situation, see what you can't do, and see what you want to do. It's a combination of all of that. And I do think beyond food, I think having certain supplies are nice, whatever they are. Some people will say they want matches to light their stove. Some people will say they want batteries for their flashlight. Some people will want vitamins. It's just for you to determine and to get some supplies ready. Well, I'm glad I got to talk about Revelation chapter 18. Read that one. I think it's a good one to motivate us to realize the dangers that could come upon us. And then we examine what the future might hold and what we want to do about it. I guess while I'm on this line of thinking, I will think about as in the days of Noah. That's Luke 17:26. Where it talks about, as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be also in the days of the Son of Man coming here on earth. So, always look at the scriptures anybody quotes and see if it's really true what is being said, or read it and get further understanding from it. Speaking of scriptures, here's another one, Genesis 6:5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now those passages makes me think of what we can do to look around and see if they apply to us today. As in the days of Noah, is that kind of where we are? Are the thoughts of our heart, not each of us, but in general, you look at society, are the thoughts of the heart of society in general only evil continually? And by the way, it's not evil to them. It's not evil to some of the other people in society. It is evil to God because it is against his will. So, look around, and maybe you can tell me if you see that God's love is in the heart of man, or do you see only evil continually in the hearts of man? It's not that I know the answer to that. It's for you to examine it and then see where we are in Scripture and decide what the time is for you to do what is right and appropriate. I think the first thing is to be holy, because God is holy. And then we have other things there to do also. So that's first a spiritual examination and then a physical examination. And we all will see things different because we're different people and we have different ideas about what our future holds and what we should do about it. That's because we are individual people with individual past history of recognizing what's going on. We recognize the spiritual battle that goes on around us, and we recognize how that affects our physical life and the things that are going on. As we see this battle, it is a spiritual battle. Satan is warring against us. One of the things I just saw, this was a week ago, the CCP, which is the Chinese Communist Party, announced that it would be updating the Bible in order to keep pace with the times. That's what the news release said. And the news release continued and said that the changes will add socialist values and communist values to the Bible. So that's what is going on in China. They're changing the Bible. Very interesting. So I hope that you know that the communists have had a long history of actively and violently eliminating everything Christian. And that includes the Bible, and that includes Christians themselves, so that the influence of Christianity would not interfere with communist philosophy. That's what has happened in our history consistently. The communists have opposed Christianity, and they would even imprison Christians, they would torture Christians, and they would kill Christians. It was a common practice by the communists against everything that was Christian. And now there's some other attacks going on in society that could also be considered to happen against Christians. Oh, I'm thinking of the Canadian truckers, where their Prime Minister Trudeau said that they would be threatened or possibly cancel the insurance. They would be attaching the bank accounts of the truckers. And of course, if we ever had, or when we do have, digital money, it will be extremely easy for the central bank, or maybe the law enforcement within our country, to remove all the dollars out of anyone's account so that you are completely broke. And that's a part of what they are doing to force the truckers to submit to the government mandates. Just take their money away, take their trucks away, take their insurance away. Do something to silence the truckers. That's going on now in Canada. And Biden has said that he wants to stop the truckers from coming into, I should say, stop the truckers' protests from coming into the United States. So we are at a time when there's things going on, and we sure better know that they are going on and try to figure out what to do about it. Because we want to stay free, don't we? Oh, yes, we do. And when you look around at the world around us, we do see that spiritual battle taking place. And it is going on many levels. It's affecting our physical location, where we are allowed to be. It is affecting our financial situation. It's just affecting so many people. And there's people who see one thing or another, and they speak out and warn people. That's good, because we need to think about it and think about what we are going to do when the system continues to bring us closer and closer to the beast system. Because there are things that are coming that are upsetting. And people will say, oh, save us, Mr. Government, and we will do what you tell us. That reminds me of, I just heard that Dick Marchento, who was the founder of SEAL Team 6, predicted that at some point America will be hit with a dirty nuclear bomb. But there's lots of people predicting one type of a hit or another from all sorts of directions. It's just, I thought of him because he's connected to a lot of people. He's connected to military intelligence. And so I'm using him as an example, along with other influential people who are saying, we are going to be hit. And what that means is our life is not going to continue as it has been. And I don't know what that really means. I don't know if it means food will be affected. I don't know if it affects electricity or banking or the safety in our streets. What if all the traffic signals suddenly stopped working? What if anything stopped working? And I'm not sure what all of it is. It's just that things happen suddenly, just like I was reading in that book of Revelation there upon Babylon. And so we get to examine what we believe is coming and determine what we are going to do to get through that situation, whatever it is, how long it would be. And we don't know if it will be weeks or years, but both are possible. And I do listen to people who have a prophetic inclination. And please, I will tell you, I don't believe them. But because there's been too many things in the past that have, it hasn't come close enough to what has happened. So I doubt things. But I still recognize that there can be prophetic people who have a word from God, and they speak it. And we can still listen, if not to what they say specifically, we can listen to the direction, which is pretty much what I do. And so I listen to those people as well. I listen to that Kentucky pastor, Dana Coverstone, and he has talked about this going on in life. I should say future life of messages that he says follow the pattern of a prophetic dream that he has had before and had similarities that have turned out to be true. So he tells us that according to what he believes his godly dreams are, that our banking system and our financial system will collapse, and that basically money will have no value and people will be hurting. And by the way, that money with no value is the course we are on with the hyperinflation that we are headed to. And if you look at other countries who have had hyperinflation, their money turned to be worthless. Worthless. You could start the fire with $20 bills instead of spending them anywhere. And that's just the way it is. I remember the banknotes that I've seen from the 1920s Germany when they were having such inflation. And Germany is not the only country that has had inflation. Austria has, Zimbabwe has, Venezuela has. Well, anyway, that's another subject. The point is inflation is coming, and it could be just the way that Dana Coverstone saw it, where there would be money being blown, wind blown through the streets because it had no value. I do think of one of the things, I've listened to him and I've listened to other people who talk about their prophetic dreams or visions. And again, it's not that I believe them and say this is going to happen, but I do listen to the direction that the things are being spoken about. And so I think of how many of those people, including Pastor Dana Coverstone, have talked about these words echoing in their dream, vision, or in their mind. Brace yourself. And that says to me, brace yourself for the coming shock, whether it's in food supplies or electrical being shut off or the money not having any value because, well, there can be different reasons. But they're just things. Another part of that could be if we were to turn to the central bank digital currency, that would be our money on a card, and there would be no more currency. That's another part of why it could be true. And the central banks, the Federal Reserve, is looking at that as a plan in our future. So we will see what we see, but just maybe there's some things you can prepare for. And I always think of what we really, really need. It's not flashlight batteries. It's food. And you can store up food, you know, white rice if you want, wheat, lentils, beans, all these things, they last for so many years. Keep it out of the sun and then put it together. You also the regular things like sugar, salt, and oil, spices, vitamins, whatever it is. It's a matter of you making a plan and then following it through. And your plan can be to buy a little bit every week. That works too. a little bit, if you were going to get a pound of rice, get 2 pounds of rice and put 1 pound away in a place that you can keep your stored food. And that's a part of how you build up your supplies slowly. If you're going to get a can of anything, a can of tuna, get 2 cans of tuna and put 1 into your storage supplies. That's one way to stock up, and it's all very good, I think. And when I think about the trouble that is coming away, what I believe is coming our way, I think of Benjamin Franklin, who said this. He said, "An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. 1 ounce of prevention is worth 1 pound of cure." So that has to do with your preparedness supplies. They will prevent a difficult time. So consider that. I certainly realize that we all need to work together. I think it is so important for us to have a community so that we can help others, show our love and compassion for others. And there's different ways to do this. But helping others as a community is important. In fact, it's the second part of that great commandment in Matthew 22:33. The first part is, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your mind. And that is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it. Thou shalt love your neighbor as thyself. On these 2 commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And thus we can wonder how we can apply the great commandment to us today. It's something to consider how we can be faithful to God through Jesus Christ, follow his commandments, and of course be born again. And that's what we do as a believer. And certainly we can ask for understanding, and then we align our life with the will of God Christ Jesus. And yes, I think I can say again that I can expect things to happen suddenly, unexpectedly, and that is a part of what we want to be prepared for, so that we can show our Christian love to other people. Oh, and we want to survive it too, don't we? Yes. Now, I do know people who say, if that's what's coming, I want to die now. I don't want to see that kind of suffering. I don't want to be a part of being deprived from my normal and good things. Well, I do want you to consider, why are we on earth? Why? Is it so that we can have a good life and enjoy all the things? I pretty much think it's because God put us here and gave us the command to preach the gospel to all of the world. And that, I think, is what our purpose is in life. Now, you can disagree and tell me from Scripture what you believe our purpose in life is, and I invite you to do that, because a lot of what we do is seek information and be able to explain it to others. I hope we all can do that. Well, do think about what we can do to be prepared. I think of the shortages that are going on today, yes, in our country, but also in our world. I think of how China is buying up much of the world's supplies, and that is increasing food prices around the world. Our food prices have already increased by 10%, and they might increase by another 10%. In fact, that's what a lot of experts are predicting. So isn't that another reason to buy your preparedness food today instead of next year when it will cost more? Or another way to say it is, when your dollar will buy 20% less. Whatever the percentage is, it might be 10%, it might be 25%. It depends on what experts you are listening to. And we don't know what's coming. We really don't. There's a lot of people who continue to tell us our electrical grid will fail. And whether it be caused by a EMP, which is electromagnetic pulse, or will it be caused by a CME, a coronal mass ejection from the sun. Either way, man-caused or caused by the sun, it could very well completely kill our electrical grid for quite a few years. So there again is another possibility of what we want to prepare for. Doesn't have to be much. Do you have a shovel to plant the garden seeds you're going to buy? Well, it's all a point. And we have warnings from so many different areas. Which ones are you going to listen to? Sure, there's government people who say it. Sure, there's preparedness people who are saying it. And there are people who are Christ-oriented or Christian or Jewish who are saying it. And I'm thinking of right now, from a couple of years ago, there was a video about a 16-year-old Jewish boy who spoke about World War III and Jesus coming soon. So he got some kind of a vision. He was drilled. He was interrogated, basically, by the Jewish elders, and they seemed to think what he had to say was genuine. All these things are a matter for you to look up yourself, for you to examine and see what you think is coming our way. But I thought it was very interesting that he saw World War III and Jesus coming very soon. So what are we getting prepared for? Let us live holy. Let us follow the great commandment of loving God and loving our neighbor. Oh, I know it's more than that, but that's the quick way to say it. So we've got worldly conditions that just could be coming our way very quickly. So preparedness, I think, is a very good thing to consider. And if you have questions about that, please read Matthew chapter 24, Mark chapter 13, and Luke 21 that talk about what will happen at the end of the age. So, look and get an understanding. Read God's word and pray. And then see how you would want to, I'll use that phrase, brace yourself for what is coming. Because there's so many things in society that are just on the edge of instability, whatever you want to call it. There's things that are going on with our dollar, and it surely looks to me. See, I've looked at all these things about history and seen the collapse of money within a country and how it collapses society and collapses government. So anybody who wants can look into any of these things and see why there is a very good reason to believe that's coming. Now we have another thing that seems to be coming is universal basic income, where everybody gets a check from the government. How great, how easy. We won't have to work, we just will rely on government money. That's universal basic income that is already being tried in several different areas of different states. And there are good reports about it. So won't that be great to rely on your government for your income? And I always think, well, if they provide it, they can always stop providing it, whether it's because they choose to stop your personal money or whether it's because the government goes broke. They can't just keep printing and printing money that has no value, Or maybe you'll get your $1,500 a month. But the money won't even buy two loaves of bread. That's hyperinflation, and it has happened in so many parts of the world already. We know the pattern, and the pattern is, well, I think it's certain. A lot of people think it's certain. How are we to know, though? Well, study. Study the scriptures and study history. You'll see that these are all things that, there's reason to believe they're completely certain. And the best solution I can find to this is to study America's founding fathers and the founding documents and seek to understand how we can reestablish what America had with the founding documents. And of course, that means biblical Christian principles, because those were the basis of our country. Biblical Christian principles. And they have continued in some form today. It's just not like they used to be. Well, you can only examine how you think we can be prepared, and I don't know what the whole answer is, but I know there's a lot of people who talk about preparedness. And here's a little interesting article. I almost didn't read this, but I did, and I thought it was worth sharing how God has given us DNA. He has given us His Spirit when we believe in Jesus Christ. And He puts that into our body. I believe it's into every cell of our body. And here's what I looked at when I saw that post, was that if we take the vaccine is changing the mRNA to a synthetic RNA in our body. And that, in effect, means that we are substituting God's real DNA, RNA, for man's synthetic DNA, RNA. And so, as we are infused with the vaccination that changes our mRNA, that, in effect, takes us away from being God's creation. And so every shot that we have, every booster that we have, makes a more complete transformation away from what God created us to be. And of course, I wonder about that, if it's really true. But I think it's worth examining to see how we are in this amazing time of pharmakia. And that can be argued, again, Revelation 19:23, how pharmakia deceived all the nations. It is a very good question. Is it happening to us? It sure could be, but everyone has to look for themselves and figure out what they want. Just remember that our position is, as we pray, to understand what God wants and obey Jesus. Our position is to understand and obey God Jesus, rather than praying for what we want. Because our position, we say we believe in Jesus, well, let's obey Him then. I think that is really and truly what we want, to have that personal relation with God, Jesus, as we obey Him. I'm going to remind you that all Christ Today broadcasts can be listened to again by going to www.christtoday.org. And I'm always glad to hear from anybody. So you can write me either for my preparedness pamphlet or for another reason. And if you want the preparedness pamphlet, please send me a stamped self-addressed envelope and I'll get that to you. To send it to John Stephenson, P.O. Box 7222, Chico, California, 95927. There's many prayer needs, and I hope that you pray for other people, for the church, God's church, and just pray as continually as you can. And may you walk with God, and may God walk with you.
That pours out to every nation.